USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say at least 100 people are unaccounted for after a high-rise condo partially collapsed near Miami Beach. The Miami-Dade County Police Director making the grim announcement this afternoon. So far, one person is dead and 35 people were rescued. As rescue efforts continue, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's hoping for the best when it comes to people's safety after the partial collapse.
It's a really, really tragic situation. So we'll hope for the best in terms of additional recoveries, but we are bracing for some bad news just given the destruction that we're seeing.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reporting 411,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. That's 7,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.